This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Presented by Audio Visual Consultations.
What would you say you do?
I don't like to brag, but I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
And that's a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
All your fantasy sports updates.
Fantasy what?
Fantasy baseball. Got Matsui.
He's worth a million in prizes.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Hey, I got a hockey bat.
That's interesting, man.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wax.
That was pretty classy.
Oh yeah, it's the Wagner Wire, hour number three. Keep the energy coming. Four! Hey, you guys watching this golf tournament? Revved up! You guys out there on NASCAR? Coda? Ow! I'm everywhere. It's the Wagner Wire.
Ubiquitous.
That's a big word.
I said that. I wrote that in an article on Orange Bloods, and somebody said the same thing. They're like, what does that mean? And I was like, it just means everywhere.
Everywhere, but yeah. The ever-present. Anyways, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Smash is no longer with us. He's going to go call his baseball game of St. Edwards. The man is always on the move, always trying to get a gig. Somewhere, man. He is one of the hardest working dudes in the business, that's for sure. Hour number three brought to you by Audio Visual Consultations, 512-255-8678. Make sure you're calling them right now or going to the website at avconsultations.com. March Madness is upon us. It's here. The Final Four is right around the corner. We're actually going to have the victors being decided today. Make sure you're calling Tom McCain Audio Visual Consultations to get the home of your dreams, to get the man cave, the princess palace, the dude's den, whatever you want to call it. But you got to do it with Audio Visual Consultations. 512-255-8678, avconsultations.com. All right, gents. Like I said, it's myself, Ty, and Keenan in here. Jack bringing us in and off these Austin Radio airwaves. Smash, we bid you adieu and a safe travel to your game, my buddy. Okay. The line, I think he's taking the Canes to cover, as a matter of fact.
He is. He said that, yeah.
The line that I'm looking at right now is 3.5.
Dang, it moved again.
Caesar Spalace.
I wonder what Walsh is taking.
Walsh was, well, actually, we have an update on Walsh. He is out of jail, and he will be back on the show.
He was in jail?
Yeah. Tax evasion.
I'm
kidding.
I was like, why are we airing this dude's laundry on air?
I'm joking.
Is it weird? Is it bad that he surprised me that I've never met him?
if you did meet him, you'd be like,
if you're a big gambler, I mean, really, tax evasion is just another form of gambling, isn't it?
That's it. You're gambling on yourself.
You're gambling about going to jail.
No, Walsh has been down playing a lot of golf. Been doing a lot of golf in Florida, and he's had a lot of writing that he's had to do for Caesars, of course. So he's had his hands tied, as he likes to say, so to speak. So he will be on the show next week. It's going to be great having him as well. We're also going to have the CEO of Regiment Gaming on as well, which Regiment does tremendous things for veterans with you know, wounded, ill, and injured veterans who are trying to, I guess, reinvent their career or galvanize, you know, their community throughout gaming. So I think that's pretty cool.
Very interesting.
They do, they do really good things for mental illnesses and
PTSD,
and
that kind of
for
thing.
For sure.
That's
they awesome. Just, it's just it, it creates community for veterans to invest in.
Beautiful.
Yep, it's really cool. We're going to see what they do and bring to the table in terms of gaming and stuff next week. So we got a really cool show lined up for you. But yeah, Walsh returns to the show. And I mean, I'm not going to say he didn't get in trouble with the law. I mean, there was a little bit of a run-in. I'm kidding.
Once again, wouldn't surprise me.
I can't do gotcha journalism when I'm joking about gotcha journalism.
Oh, that's not journalism.
Yeah. I'm just telling stories here. Again, hey, by the way, this is 50% journalism and 50% entertainment. We will throw that out there. Like, I'm an entertainer. I've never considered myself a journalist, ever, ever.
Well, you did pick the Hogs to win this week.
Well, hey, man.
I saw some people come on Twitter.
Yeah, somebody said bold moves doing a Suey call.
That promo did run a few days after that.
Did it? Nice. As a matter of, well, I guess that was dead air. We should have probably made a call for me to get that out there and change that up. Yeah, no, I, like I said.
Suey.
If that's the boldest thing you think I'm doing, man, then I'm in good shape, that's for sure. But, hey, yeah, made that hog call. Didn't really go the way I wanted it to go. They got slaughtered, as a matter of fact. They got beat bad.
That's why you don't take your shirt off in the second round.
Yeah, that was odd. I mean, I wasn't angry like so many people were. Not that y'all were either, but I was just kind of like...
It kind of pissed me off a little bit.
It's just like, dude, second round? Like, come on now.
Yeah, like,
no,
keep it together. Do that together, buddy.
At least wait to the final four.
Final four.
Yeah, final four.
That's when you can celebrate
final
a little
four,
bit.
Show off the pecs. Really should, like that Always Sunny episode where he's like, really should have popped that shirt off. I wrote
that
like
one
a
the best show?
Is it's
that,
the best, show,
best
ever.
Show ever. Can that show be written in real time now?
It still
place?
Is.
It's, yeah, it's still
is it going?
I think
they're
it's
in
satire.
Production of
I mean,
a new season.
Yeah,
they're just old. They just look old.
Now
and South Park too. I, mean,
I
want to
see the difference.
Two.
I'm definitely going back and seeing the difference in the script being written now than what it was.
Oh sure, yeah.
Like,
there's it's the not first, quite as
I mean,
mean.
No way.
It's not the quite first as mean episode. As it used to be.
The first episode.
Crazy. Like, how are you still on the air?
What is it?
How is this? How did you survive?
Oh,
how the pilot
episode.
Survive?
The gang says the N word.
Yeah. How like the pilot that? Survive? Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, that show's incredible, dude.
I watched some really good skits on comedy this past week.
Oh yeah,
and just how.
Who,
I don't want to say this. I don't want to say this the wrong way.
Okay.
Say it.
We've gotten very soft. Like,
that's why I love
like,
the Chris Rock.
Like
thing.
Charmin. And I was watching Chappelle. Like sure, I was watching yeah. like in and Chappelle. It wasn't Chappelle's show, it was Chappelle's stand up.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, you know, so many people are getting canceled. Everybody is getting canceled.
Mm-hmm. They tried right? to cancel him.
Yeah, and they said and he that's exactly
said,
what he
go
said.
Ahead.
You can't cancel me. But what I love about Chappelle, like even though he's the comedian today that still pushes the lines and doesn't care because he really can't get
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
that's
can't
a job of a comedian.
Right, you're supposed to tout that line. You're supposed to make you a little bit comfortable. But what I love – a little bit uncomfortable. But what I love about Chappelle is the message that he always gives you.
Yeah.
And like he's always talking about something that's going to hit home with you, that's going to resonate somewhere down the line.
Sure.
And it's just like, yep, you know what? We're laughing about this, but he's right. He's absolutely right.
Well, Norm MacDonald said it best when he was like, tell me one socially conscious joke that makes me laugh and I'll give you $1 million.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I love Norm. Norm is one of the goats to me. I think he's maybe
Norm's
the
not
goat.
With us anymore, is he?
No, he's passed sure. away. He was hiding his cancer for years. He just didn't want to be treated as a...
someone dying.
Like a, yeah, it's like yeah. a, you know, a basket case or whatever. But, yeah, he was one of the goats, man. He was great.
What is the over? Do you like the over on the Gonzaga game? Gonzaga game's
that's done. That was yesterday.
Yeah. Gonzaga's not playing today. Do I like the over on the Texas Longhorns, and I got 148 right now.
Just stay away from over-unders.
149, 149.
I never bet over-unders.
I do in football. But
I bet
not
over-under
on basketball.
In
basketball. It's too crazy.
Only when Tennessee's playing will I bet on that, and I'll bet the under.
But that total's always like 128.
It's I know, but so it hit against Florida.
If you bet the under in the first two rounds of the tournament, you're probably a rich man right
That's
now.
That's what I did,
like
yeah. Because
80%
nobody knows
of those
how to
games.
Play, yeah.
So, but yeah, in these... I don't know. I mean, I would just, if I was you, listener, I would just pick a winner in this one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
29 wins on the year, man. Can we get 30?
Yeah, man.
Damn!
We'll see if they can get there. I mean,
it's
you
magical.
Know,
I'm gonna have to go somewhere and watch this game. Get a few.
I think
jellies in
I think I'm staying home. I think I'm staying home. Wait, yeah. Electric jellyfish?
Yeah,
that's what you that's when you say brew. Jelly. That's where you're going.
That's my fiance's favorite beer.
The electric jellyfish.
Well, yeah, it feels like it looks and feels like you're drinking orange juice, but it has like 13% alcohol.
Really? I'm not that big of a drinker.
They have my DKR now, something like that. It's probably not that much, but it's definitely above 10%. And they serve them at Texas games now.
How much?
$18.
Yeah, I was gonna say how
worth
much is
it? Because it's like two beers in one.
Right. Right. 18, so
it's like a $35 pitcher at the tavern.
You're easily drinking three of those bad boys.
I usually go to the tavern for these games, and I get two pitchers of them to myself, oof. and that will get me lubricated to have a good time.
That's numbness right there, baby. That's
that. Hey, I tell you what, the best environment to get with some down home Horns fans,
the tavern on 12th.
You can just you become one. I love going to places and watching games. The World Cup's a great example.
Oh,
you
I
go there.
That.
And you bond with everyone around you. You don't even ask them their name.
I watched March Madness there. Like I went on a Thursday and got there at noon, like last year, and just ate wings. It was great.
Great food, too.
Super. Yeah, the food's awesome.
I'm gonna need to go someplace. I mean, my nerves are already shot. And they're not gonna get better until after 4:05, until probably 6 o'clock after the game's over with. I mean, I'm sure after tip off I'll be fine. But I got butterflies and I'm not even playing in this game.
The cool thing about it though is, making the Final Four is its own kind of deal. Like,
that's a banner.
It's a banner. You deserve it.
I'm glad we're having this discussion because I don't agree in moral victories in sports. I don't think that they exist.
But, I don't think that is a moral victory.
But when you get to
it's like making
the
playoff
Final Four,
in football.
Right? Okay, so there we are. Now we've actually redefined this postseason for college basketball. The playoffs, like the dance, is one thing.
Sure.
But you don't get into the playoffs until you get to the Final Four. Is that what we're saying here? Like
that's
kind of
what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's kind of what I meant.
This is just the invitation to get to the playoffs, right? We're trying to see who's worthy to get
sure.
into the playoffs.
Yeah, but like it's really hard to make.
Who's
final
playing
four.
Hot? Yeah, I mean you got to essentially your last 10 games have to be your best 10 games of the year.
100%. That's how Texas has been playing.
Right. I mean,
their best ball right now. I mean, they crushed Xavier.
TCU
win. It was close at no point in that game.
TCU 66-60 win. I mean, this was in the conference championship, you know.
Yeah, I remember
that. Not conference championship, but then, you know.
Conference tournament.
And then
they beat Oklahoma State, then TCU.
Kansas by 20. Then, you know, Colgate, another 20-point victory.
Penn State, Xavier.
71-66 over Penn State, and then Xavier 83-71.
And that should have been a way bigger margin of victory. I mean.
So scoring is going up.
You know, yeah, well, that's what happens throughout the tournament. Also, the shooting in this tournament has been
Out, dude.
No. I'm talking about the tournament overall, not Texas.
Not us?
Okay. It's been awful.
Well, don't fix it. My point is, don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Like, yeah, they don't need to adjust it.
The two-man game is working, you know, fantastic. People are having a hard time adjusting to that, and when they do adjust to it, you have the floor that's wide open with tremendous talent. Jabari Rice. What can we not say about
this? I interviewed him
off
over the summer.
How'd that go?
Oh, he's great. He's super great. Yeah,
awesome kid.
We talked
one
to him
hell
before.
Of a, like, just a score. Just an authentic, genuine score.
And
a guy that can get
a player.
Book.
He's a good perimeter defender, too. We interviewed him. Serenity Douglas, shouts out to her and I. She was a track star at UT, and then she worked at Orange Bloods with us. Super, super good interviewer. And me and her interviewed Sir Jabari Rice over the summer, and we asked him what his kind of role is. And he didn't say scorer or anything. He said, I bring the Pat Bev energy. I'm not Pat Bev, but I'm, like, super aggressive. Like, I just want to win so bad. And I was like, that's what you want to hear from
a
transfer.
I mean, I talked about it yesterday on the Big Ugly Tailgate and the rest of the Saturday lineup, but the championship energy, I posted on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw you. I like that tweet.
I mean, that's in the middle of the game. You could just feel it. The way they were helping each other up.
Uh-huh.
They were smiling. They were just having fun. But
dancing,
also the intensity. They, you know, besides when Marcus Carr, he hit that crazy three and then kind of looked at the bench and then realized he had to get back real
quick.
That was like the only lapse in like being like not being in the moment completely. But I mean, did you not feel the last 10 minutes that we were just getting hacked the entire time?
It got very chippy.
I thought, like, at one point, my wife even said, like, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, you know what I mean? 100%. Like, they're lucky nobody got hurt.
I felt like the refs were trying to give Xavier a chance to get back.
But at what expense, though?
Stuff they were calling earlier in the game for both sides just wasn't getting called on our side.
And when Hunter got undercut, like when he got hip checked, really,
I was
all right, I was like, Coach Terry, you know, start pulling everybody.
I mean, you see that raw emotion at the end of these games, though. For a lot of these guys, this is the last time they'll ever play.
Right. But I mean, like
competitive basketball again.
Like I get it. Like alphas are going to alpha, right? And like you want to win at all costs, no matter what it takes, but you gotta have grace. Like you gotta have
my last football game.
You gotta have honor. You know what I mean?
I went out there with my hair lit on fire trying to kill somebody.
I understand that, but like if somebody's going to, like, even I forget the kid that got the intentional, what his name was.
Kunkel or
Kunkel, yeah.
But even like a couple of sequences before that, he was just sitting there, like you could literally see him throwing forearms, you know, off ball.
Frustrating.
Like, yeah,
that's a frustrating defense to play against.
And then like on a set, or when the ball was being taken out of bounds, I saw Cunningham take Moses and throw him in the Keiko, or whatever the guy's
Keiko,
name was.
Yeah.
And Moses go, I didn't do it. It was him. So I think they were actually trying to mess with him.
I'm sure.
And, you know, just get him
really
out of his game.
Their skin, for sure.
And, of course, you got to do whatever you got to do to you know, ruffle the feathers of a shooter, right? And I think Kunkel was actually, you know, the hot hand for Xavier.
Yeah, he definitely was.
But, yeah, again, you got to – you know, now you got to readjust and go into this Miami Hurricane squad that you know can stretch the floor, you know, with range. And
Wong, dude. Got to stop the Wong.
How do you stop the Wong?
Maybe give him
the Texas
Ong. I mean, they'll probably just have to play him like they played Jalen Pickett, like they played Colby Jones, you know, Timmy Allen, and Arterio Morris. Just throw
what are we putting the chances at Disu playing today?
I don't think he rolls out there until the
necessity. We got our insider here. What are you hearing, Ken?
From what I've heard, I don't think he will play today.
No go.
But
don't even give
I don't know that for sure. Well, they don't want to risk, because when he played the first like minute of the last game, he kind of fell on it weird and it hurt and you could tell. So I don't know if he re-aggravated it. They said he's day to day. That's the only update I really have. Is that he's day to day. That's what they said in the press conference.
Longhorn and Lubbock texts in, there is now a contingent of fans that will forever dislike Kunkel because refs didn't do their job.
Mm.
True.
That is true.
I mean, I'm kind of on that side
of it. It wasn't quite as bad.
I think
it
was like
Caleb
a punk. My wife
won,
even
but...
called him a punk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My wife's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
I'd hope so.
And then she's just like, oh, this guy's a punk. Look at him. Look at his haircut. I was like, honey, he's got the same haircut as our son.
So. Well, his leg tattoo didn't do him any
favors, man. Yeah. At least we all have to have that one bad tattoo, apparently. So
I got a few and a brand, so I understand.
And a brand, man.
I don't have any tattoos, man.
Neither do I. I'm
not
a clean skin dude. Might be the only Marine ever.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it's pretty popular.
I let my cousin give me a tattoo, his first tattoo he ever gave.
Bold.
I need to get it redone, to say the least.
Victory to the bold. Yeah. Speaking of Always Sunny, Kunkel from Xavier looks like Rickety Crickets. I got to go back and look. I don't know if I actually have.
He's the guy who starts off as the priest and they just keep ruining his life and then he becomes homeless.
I got to go back and look, dude.
He gets like addicted to drugs. It's a very funny show. It's that show and South Park and Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think, are my top three comedies.
I haven't seen too much of South Park.
What?
Really? Yes. South Park is the best.
I haven't seen too much of The Simpsons either.
One of the episodes, the new season of South Park, it's completely written by ChatGPT. You know what that is?
It's like an AI.
What that you can be like, write me a bedtime story about three alligators and a and a princess.
They'll write
and I'll write you. And you can be like, write me a 20-page paper on the American Revolution.
Yeah, I haven't written anything for Orange Bloods. It's all ChatGPT.
So literally they put it in.
My whole job is just ChatGPT.
They put the, like, they at the
you don't have to put buzzwords
in there. At the end,
it's
like written by Trey Parker and ChatGPT because they literally put in, like, write a South Park episode about ChatGPT. And it just wrote the whole thing.
Brilliant.
That's, man.
It's scary.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. That's I don't know where to go with that.
If I was in school now.
What I could do.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. The A's that I could make.
The whole episode was about how they were using ChatGPT to text their girlfriends for them. So they just put in whatever their girlfriend sent them, and ChatGPT would come up with a response. And they're like,
You're not in love with me. You're in love with this guy.
No, they're like, oh, the boyfriend, they're all so nice. They always say the right thing. But then, like, they'd be in a car. They're like, what about your cousin who died a few years ago? Like, and you'd be like, what are you talking about?
I don't remember that response.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, the new season has been great so far.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Definitely have. It's one of the shows that I need to check out. I don't know. Maybe it was because it was animation. I'm not sure. How about this, though? Through 11, and Scheffler is starting to take the lead here now.
He's the best in the game.
Scotty Scheffler through 11, up 2. Burns took the first 3 holes, but it's been all Scheffler since. Well, they've tied 4 and 7, and then Scheffler's taken 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10, and they're on 11. Or through 11, they tied, so they're on 12 now. Rory through 9, he's up 2. Young and McIlroy tied on holes 2, 4, 7, 8, and then looks like Young took hole 3, and that was been the only one so far. Again, that's down at Austin Country Club for, you know, all you people out there trying to see some Dell match play. We got Coda going on too. We got some left-hand turns, as Keenan likes to call it. So we'll have Rodney Rodriguez coming in on the other side here. We're going to take a break. Rodney's not coming on next time. Rodney will be here on the third one. But yeah, getting us all the news, notes, and nuggets that we got to talk about for our drivers, man. Maybe put a little green in our pocket there. Hey, we got to take a break. Don't go nowhere. We got more Wagon Wire on the other side with 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com. Welcome back to the Wagon Wire. The best time of year to watch sports, and the best way to do that is with audiovisual consultations. 512-255-8678. avconsultations.com. You could be watching Dell Match Play at the same time that you're watching Premier League. At the same time that you're watching NFL replays on NFL.com. Or the NFL Network. And at the same time as March Madness. All done with our friendly friends from Audiovisual Consultations. Oh, and that audio thing? Yeah, it's called a Sonos surround sound system. Or it's just, you can have, at the easy expense of your mobile device. You want this zone to play? You want your living room to play? A different song? All done by the touch of your mobile device with that Sonos app. AV Consultations can do that for you. 512-255-8678. avconsultations.com. All right, to the golf links at Dell Match Play here. We gave you that update right before, and it is now through 11. Both Rory and Cameron Young, Scotty Scheffler, and Burns, both those matchups are all through 11 here. And Scheffler up 2. And Rory up 2. It's going to be a good matchup when those two see each other here. And then we go over to Coda. We talk about how Ty's got Byron here.
William Byron?
Who else you got going?
That's
now?
All.
Just him?
Just putting a little.
He did take the action. Pole. Now see.
Ty, do you play Calcutta for For NASCAR?
Masters.
For Masters, yeah. Yeah, I have done it before, but really I haven't gotten in a group here in the past few years.
My buddy won $20,000
drag racing out there. You hear
telling you, dude.
Yeah, my buddy won $20,000 on the...
Who did he buy? See, those things...
This was like 3 years ago, and it was three or four years ago. It was some... It was a surprising winner. I forget.
Matsuyama?
And then they had yes, actually, I think that is who it was.
Hideki?
Yeah.
What is going on with Almirola's car down there? They probably got some equipment issues in that Ford there, running at 67.3, coming in at 39 on the pole there. I'll have to ask Rodney about that. But Ricky Stenhouse Jr., that's who Ty won some money off of, right?
I didn't win any money off of him. He just won the Daytona.
Won it for you.
I had a few different guys. One guy finished in the top five, but most of my... I picked like five drivers. That's the best way to do it for NASCAR. I think it's just...
Kyle Busch at the nine. Kyle Busch at nine is scary.
Doesn't everyone hate Kyle Busch?
Yep.
AF Kyle Busch.
Yeah, not many people are friends with Kyle Busch. Larson in the 13 spot. That's scary. Joey Logano in the 15. And where's MTJ? MTJ 25.
Where is he at?
MTJ at 25 now. He's going to get you. Denny Hamlin there in the Toyota 2 at 21. They're going to get you some differential points. They'll be up there in the front. Differential point meaning, look at that, Kevin Harvick. Look at Harvick down there. The Fords. Ford's not right. I mean, you got one Ford in the top five. In the top 10, you got one Ford. One Ford in the top 10. Chevy's looking like they're running good, but one Ford and one Toyota in the top five. But, yeah, Chevy just dominating throughout the top 10, man. It's going to be wild. I can't wait to talk to Rodney about this one. All right, though. We do have, like, actual basketball coming on today, though. And hopefully that this isn't – yeah, we've had you in pretty much all damn month, man. You've been our March Madness guru here, and hopefully we can continue this thing going, man, because it's been one hell of a run. It's been a great run. We don't want it to go away, that's for sure. But they're going up against the Miami squad that are – they can hit the deep ball. They got tremendous range. But the Horns got tremendous perimeter D as well. And like we've talked about in hour number one, I think the Horns can actually dictate pace. And when you can dictate pace, you can control the flow of the game. And usually you can make that advantageous for yourself. And I think the Longhorns are going to come away successful. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous because I want to, I want to see this team actually do it, man. And, it's crazy to think that Coach Terry is already one of the most successful men's basketball coaches in terms of, you know, pedigree history. So it's just wild.
Yeah.
Can this
UT
continue?
For sure.
Yeah, at UT.
UT's been to one Final Four ever.
TJ Ford. I like TJ Ford.
TJ Ford, Royal Ivy.
Oh, man. Who knocked out? Was that Duke that knocked out?
Lost to Syracuse when they had
Carmel Anthony.
And then the latest Elite Eight run is when they lost to Tyrus Thomas and Big Baby Glenn Davis in LSU.
And then 2 years later, they lost to Derrick Rose's Memphis team in the Elite Eight, too. Yeah.
That was. So I don't think people realize how
season
nasty Derrick
history,
Rose was, man.
Oh, I mean, he won an MVP.
Derrick Rose was pretty sick.
He was so sick.
Yeah, and then we were talking, again, back to that discussion, like, I don't think it's acceptable to drop the pack after four or after you get to the Final Four, but I think that's when the conversation is had, like, all right, we can celebrate just a little bit now. You know what I mean? Like, getting to the Final Four is good, but it's not where we want the actual road to actual stop. So I think the narrative has been written for us. I think it's there for us to take now. We are definitely, in my opinion, the best team, the strongest team in the tournament, the most complete team in the tournament. I'll say that. I'm more confident that we can get this win, or we can actually claim the hardware with all the ones being out of it, but we still got to go up against teams like Miami with tremendous range. So, and I thought Drake was actually going to beat Miami in the first round.
So did I.
Like, I thought
until they got Norchad Omir back. Once he was in, I was like, okay, never mind. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, and for, again, Wong's nasty, but.
So is Pack, and so is Miller.
Right. Right, exactly, man. So, again, Longhorns have gone up to. Longhorns have been able to stand up to the test. Again, you know, if Marcus Carr, once he starts to get a little bit tired, a la insert Hunter here and then let Hunter go to work, continue this two-man game, and I think the Longhorns come out successful here. I really do. I don't think it's going to be that much of the public thinks 77% of the public thinks that the Longhorns are going to win. I hope that doesn't come back to bite us in the ass. That's for sure. That game tips off
at 4. It doesn't affect the players, man. They're not looking at that.
No, for sure.
It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter. You can't jinx a game, dude. It's impossible. People need to realize that.
I think you show me Christian Bishop's foul total with 10 minutes left in the first half, and I'll tell you who wins that game.
Christian Bishop's your key to victory?
We only have one big.
We got Brock, bro. Come on.
I mean, I love Brock, but if you bring two of the ball in the post, then it can work for stretches. But if Christian Bishop has two fouls with 8 minutes gone in the game, then I don't think we can win.
I think this is the Brock Cunningham game.
Well, Miami only has one Brock is really off a 30. One rotation big that they used to. I mean, they have guys off the bench, but like Omir is definitely their only like starter who plays big minutes. Like not big as in a lot of minutes. I mean, minutes at the big spot.
Well, like when we were talking about teams that are actually making a good run and teams that are able to go through and still give the Longhorns, a little bit of a tough time. UConn yesterday, just dominating fashion. Are they?
I think so.
I thought it was. I thought we were the hottest.
I think
team,
it's UConn.
Yeah. I mean, to make that run. I mean, we're talking about the big. We were talking about how strong the Big East was. You know, last hour there. You know, only one team from the Big 12 with representation, and now I mean, the Big East. UConn, yeah, making at the four, making a run, making this thing scream.
That team is super good. There's a reason I picked them for the Final Four.
Yeah, I didn't think UConn was going to get past Gonzaga.
Oh, I knew they were going to like beat them up pretty good. I mean, at least that's what I thought.
So after this loss for Gonzaga, what does that do for Drew Timmy's legacy? Is he still one of the best forwards to ever do it in terms of college football or college basketball?
No.
You don't think so?
You got to win a championship. Did he win?
Nah, never.
No, played they got the title game and then twice. Baylor just like wrecked him.
He never
Baylor
cleans
team
hardware.
So good.
He'll be known forever for beating up all the Little Sisters of the Poor California schools for 4-5 years.
Yeah, averaging 21 points per game against Loyola Marymount.
He looked like Akeem Olajuwon the first time they played us, though.
He's got some good finesse.
Texas didn't know how to defend him at all.
Did this year.
He still had 18 or 20, yeah.
So even if this dude doesn't have a successful pro career, he's still going to be known as the guy that just couldn't get it done in college.
Well,
Morrison?
Yeah, that's usually how Gonzaga goes, right?
Yeah, well, that guy.
How's Suggs doing? I mean,
he's good. He's really good. He's been hurt, though.
The Magic have a bunch of, like, random guys who are high draft picks.
Franz Wagner. I mean, they have a bright future, honestly.
Oh, 100%. Paolo?
If they can get Paolo to be able to hit a three and play a little bit of defense, I think that team has a bright future.
Markel Fultz.
Cole Anthony. Suggs is there. Cole Anthony's there.
They had Mo.
They had Bamba for a while.
They had Wendell Carter Jr.
Yep.
A lot of young talent there.
Yeah. But
they never seem want to stay in Orlando.
Does Mo get a ring with L.A. now?
What? They're not winning a ring.
They're 500. They're 500.
Aren't they 10?
I think LeBron's supposed to play tonight.
Yeah, whatever.
I think he's back.
I took the Bulls plus 5.5.
They're like 10th in the conference.
They're
right?
Like barely in the play-in. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think that's gonna
happen.
The
Lakers suck.
They're pretty.
They
bad.
Lost to the Mavericks last week.
Pretty oh, I know.
Hey, how about that? How about Luka saying that he used to have fun playing basketball? Kind of.
Wait, where does that do?
In his presser.
Is that saying that he's not having fun? Did you read that as he's not having fun with the
Mavs?
I
read that as we need to do something fast.
We need a new head coach.
Yeah, Jason Kidd has completely given up on
the
team.
Yeah, what happened? Like, what happened when he inbounded at the wrong end of the basket?
That was so. All those Instagram accounts.
Was that a debacle?
That were like, all-time Shaqing moment. Like,
didn't the refs get that wrong? Yeah, for me watching it, the refs got that wrong.
The refs got it wrong. But if you saw it on social media, a bunch of dumb accounts, like House of Highlights and stuff, were like, oh, all-time Shaqin' moment. They guarded the wrong basket. It was like, no, the refs just screwed them over.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a fan
of House of Highlights at all.
No,
it's
all this
trash.
Yeah, it's basically just they don't even look.
Well, it's all negative clout just to get them.
Well, they don't look into what actually happened for more than 10 seconds, and they're just like, repost.
Oh, yeah.
Like, with the crying, laughing emoji face.
They don't care about anything but clicks and 100 emojis.
Clickbait for sure. All right, we're going back.
That guy's rich, though. That started that.
I'm sure he is.
It was just
the
like
ball
a,
for life.
House of Highlights House guy. Highlights. Just another probably a guy just like us that just happened to get lucky with an Instagram page, and now he's a millionaire. I'm sure.
For me, the key to the game today is Marcus Carr. I think Marcus Carr has to be the vehicle, and actually that sets the pace, sets the tone. Again, he's going to be tasked out because, you know, he's going to have to put out tremendous effort on defense to guard Wong as well. So without Dylan Dessau, guys, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm not as confident as I was before the injury. I don't know how they can sustain it. The fun thing is that they can actually play multiple offenses. So, you know, beat you with multiple sets.
Miami only has one big, though, man. Miami has one dude who plays big minutes that's over 6'6".
So run him down, so, you know, get him tired. It's kind of like what they did to Xavier, right?
They're kind of – I was talking to Joe Cook about this. Like, they're kind of similar to Texas a little bit, like when they don't have Dessau because, I mean, of their top seven scorers, one guy is a forward. The other six guys are guards. That's crazy.
Mm.
Like, that's just
a lot of small ball, man.
Yeah, definitely.
So pace will be pretty fast in this.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. What is the over under on this game? I know we weren't big on that. We weren't trying to.
I think it's like 138. I could just be pulling that number out of the thin air, but
I'm gonna see how close you are. Hold on.
The over-under. I have it. If you want
148,
149,
10 points off.
148. Yeah, with pace, you could probably push that up to probably you're going to probably get around 160, I think, for overrun.
That's
on
a lot of points, dude.
For people that think.
Two teams to score 80?
Oh, yeah.
That's quite a
from
bit.
From the perimeter, I mean, look, you know, I see a lot of three pointers in this game.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's what I'm seeing.
No, I could see that, too. It's just like 149 is a pretty high number.
I'm so reluctant to put money down on Creighton. Like, the Creighton.
Then don't bet either bet San Diego
State
or SDSU
money line plus 125. Let's
I've
go.
Seen it
plus 125.
It looks
that's
sexy.
That's not bad. Maybe I'll do a little parlay.
I just put a 10 legger out there.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Just 10 leggers. Just see if it hits. 50
to win 6,000.
Whatever. Yeah.
50 to win 6 grand.
Yeah.
That would be a nice.
I might jump on that. I don't want to ruin it for you though. I'm afraid if I jump on it, I'll take it down. All right, we got to take a break. Well, on the other side, we're going to get in touch with Rodney Rodriguez, Revved Up ATX, and then get you guys fired up for your Coda racing. That's coming up for all the NASCAR heads out there, your gear heads out there, and then touch base with going out to the links and get you caught up on an update with a little bit of your Austin Dell match play. It's the Wagon Wire, 1049, 1019 AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. This is what I picture everybody listening to when they're driving around the track. When you go out to Coda, just listening to Peter Gabriel just blasting away. I'm driving in my car. That's what you're doing. You're just listening to Peter Gabriel as you're doing laps. All right, let's go on out to Coda and talk to Revved Up Rodney Rodriguez, baby, and talk about some of the green that we need in our pocket, all the left-hand turns that we're talking about here. We got Byron taking the pole here. My guy MTJ is running in the 25 spot with Harvick right around there. Chevy's looking good throughout the top 10. Only one Toyota and one Ford. Something's going on there. We'll have to get Rodney on the top of that. Mr. Rodriguez, how you doing, sir?
Wags, if they're listening to that, they're going to get lapped because that's way too damn soothing. Already.
What are you talking about? You can't just go off and you can't get into a sweet little cloud of nothing there, a nebulous cloud with Peter Gabriel and just drive off in my car.
Well, I'll tell
that's
you,
awful.
Man, these cars are awful comfortable. I can tell you. So maybe you can. I mean, I don't know, man. That would be like a left lane driver.
I'm
got Peter Gabriel.
My left lane driver. Yeah, somewhere else, not around in Texas in CUDA. All right, so we got William Byron there taking a toll there, Ronnie, and we got Ty that's actually putting some money down on Byron. Who do you think Byron can actually hold it, or who do you like? I see Kyle Busch there in the 9 hole. You can get some good differential points there, but I mean, really throughout the week, who's got the best equipment?
I mean, Byron does seem to be the guy. And Chevrolet, I mean, you mentioned that right there. Chevrolet has been lights out this year. They have something figured out with the different packages or whatever, you know, two different packages that NASCAR is allowing them to do right now. And, I mean, he's been spot on. He's got a couple of wins. And I was surprised when he came out and laid that lap down to win the pole. But I got to tell you, man, between Tyler Reddick, Austin Cindric, and Jordan Taylor sitting right there behind him, I think those are guys with their prowess here with the right and left turns through this 20-turn monster. Those are guys that you're also going to factor in. But you never know with this race, man.
Right.
It's you got to survive. I mean, you got to get no stage breaks. None of that is happening. I mean, the stages will still end, but there's not any caution flags that are scheduled.
Yeah, no pee breaks.
Right, right, absolutely. Yeah, you're gonna pee on yourself. I mean, if you got to go.
If you got to go, you got to go, man.
You got to go. But, I mean, that's one thing, and Stu is here. I mean, I think that's something that we're going to factor in, that there's a lot of guys that can take this today.
Absolutely. Well, and you, don't forget, you have two former Formula One champions in this field with Jensen Button and Kimi Raikkonen, who won on this track in 2018, won the U.S. Grand Prix in Formula One. So, and he's been racing in cup cars now. Now, Jensen Button's making his debut, but Kimi Raikkonen has been driving these cars. So, he knows this track better than all these drivers because he's raced here a bunch of times.
Raikkonen in the 22 hole, sitting in Chevy equipment as well. And you guys were talking about just how dominant Chevy equipment is. And you're absolutely right, Stu. Raikkonen's got good course recognition with this course with CODA as well, and he's sitting in some good high quality gear that can get him into winning contention, that's for sure. Kyle Busch is probably one of the guys that's, you know, jumps off the page at me being in the 9 hole there. I think he can jump up and steal this thing from a lot of people. MTJ in 25, they're there for the Toyota. Only one Toyota that are in the top five, and you said Reddick can actually make a run at this thing, being in the two spot here. But what's going on with MTJ? What's going on with the 19 car?
He's got his work cut out for him today, Wags, because he's got to get through traffic. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. There's lots of passing zones here, and, you know, it can be done. It can be done. It's a matter of, I mean, for him, it may end up being more of a strategy race for him to be able to get up there quick. I mean, you got to get through all of the mess. But, I mean, the Toyotas, it's really hard to – It's really hard to pinpoint what it is. I mean, I think Chevrolet, they've gone in and they've manipulated something that's just got them, you know, in a spot where Toyota was before, where Toyota was unbeatable. But Truex and all of the Gibbs cars, they really have struggled. I mean, his teammate Ty Gibbs, the rookie, now that's a guy you may want to watch. Yeah, because he's a past winner here in the Xfinity series. But Martin's got to get through all the mess, and he's had some struggles here. I mean, you remember in the rain,
right?
I mean,
a couple years ago,
lifted up off the ground. But he's got the Chevrolets, man. I hate to lean and give it to a Chevrolet right off the bat, but
they're looking good.
Jordan Taylor in the Chase Elliott number 9. I mean, that's a road racing champion right there. That's a guy in his prime. And this car, I mean, we talk about it on Revved Up all the time. This car is basically a sports car with some modifications to make it work on ovals and short tracks and all of that. So he has jumped comfortably in that car. And the 9, people are going to say the 9's a sleeper. That dude ain't no sleeper.
Yeah.
Not a sleeper at all.
Yeah, you can't call that guy. You can't call that guy a sleeper for sure. Hey, so something that did jump off the page to me, Eric Almirola there down there in 39. I mean, 27 or almost 20 miles per hour slower than the slowest Ryan Blaney there. What's going on with the Ford? What's going on with the 10 car here?
That's he had some problems, and it's been a rough weekend for him. He did manage to become somewhat of a factor in the Xfinity race yesterday, but he just – it's been a rough go for him. He was strong at Daytona. I thought he may get a Daytona 500 win, which he deserves because that track owes him a couple. But it's they have just not gotten that Smithfield Ford where it needs to be. And I'll be real honest with you. I mean, I like Eric Almirola. I'm glad that he is still racing with us in the Cup Series. But this is not where he's going to turn his season around today.
Yeah, might be time. We also got the King that came back a couple races ago. We got Jimmy Johnson, JJ, sitting there in the 31 hole there, riding Chevrolet as well, posting a time of 92.3. What's looking good for Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy's still trying to learn this car. Coming out of when he was here prior with the Gen 6 car, nothing like what this car is now. Then he goes over to IndyCar, and he's being real selective about the races that he wants to run. Obviously, he likes this, with the road course racing that he's been doing. He's been steady. He's been steady this weekend. I think a lot of what he's going to do today is just try to keep that car in one piece and get out here and get some seat time in this car. He actually talked one of the questions that came up with him was about this car, and he likes his car. It's a loose driving race car, loose being that the backside may move around a little bit. It's very hard to drive.
But they're feeling each other out still. They're trying to
get the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. And I honestly think what Jimmy's doing here is getting some seat time in this car to figure out how he can catapult that into the Chicago road race, because I think that's the one where mm-hmm. he really wants to make some noise. I think for him, this is just
warm-ups,
getting the feet wet.
Yeah,
absolutely. Once he gets
to a road race, that's when he starts to make his true, his official, hey, by the way, my name is Jimmy Johnson and I'm back. You know what I mean?
Like, I got to tell you what, though, Wags. He carries, now that he's back, he walks in and it's
buzz.
Like, hey, look at that. Yeah. The dude is having him back, I love what
it's
he did
great
going
for the
to
sport.
IndyCar. Yeah, absolutely, man. That's an ambassador, right? That's a 7-time champion. You don't see that very often, that you have that. I mean, call him the GOAT. He's one of the GOATs, whatever, but having that man back in the series is just great for NASCAR.
One of the most dominant drivers I've ever seen in my time in the sport, that's for sure. Let's talk about Denny Hamlin, double sticks there, running in the 21 hole, coming out of the pole right now. Any chance that Denny Hamlin and this Toyota can make a run at this thing?
I'm not going to say no, because you can never count that guy out. He, like we were talking about with Truex, of course, he's right there out of Gibbs as well. They've got work to do, and they're still trying to hit on something, it seems like. They just haven't done that. And, I'll circle that back to Toyota. I mean, the Toyota that really seems to be good right now is Tyler Reddick for 2311. So, again, you never count him out. But that's just another guy where people are like, okay, let's follow his progress throughout the day. And he's a guy, just with the experience and everything that he brings to the table. I mean, you look up and boom, there he is.
Yeah.
And yeah, you see, where'd the FedEx car come from?
Right,
just methodically working his way through. At some point today, he may get around Ross Chastain, so the cameras will be on that one. Keep an eye on him. He's always a player.
The Chevys are definitely looks like they're the gear that's running, or they got the best gear running so far, the best car out there on within the top 10. I mean, you look at it, besides two off-brand, you got a Toyota and one Ford, and then the rest, it's just Chevrolet all throughout the top 10. So eight spots all guaranteed to Chevy here throughout the poll, and looks like they're running very well here. Again, like Rodney mentioned, only one Toyota that actually he thinks can make a run at this thing, and it's Tyler Reddick there. For me, I never want to count out Kyle Busch, that's for sure. But if I had one sleeper to make some differential points here, man, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because Stu was talking about it earlier, but Raikkonen, man, I think Raikkonen can make a jump up in this 22 hole.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget, Kyle Busch placed second yesterday in the Xfinity race. So, he's got, he's ridden this track. He knows it well now. He knows some of the twists and turns. So he can translate that to today's race.
Hey, Wax, one more. Mi amigo. I say it right. I don't say mi amigo. Mi amigo, Daniel Suarez. Really good here last year.
Absolutely. I love Daniel Suarez when he was a young rookie there with the Toyota team. back in the day. They're running with MTJ as well. Hey, thank you, gentlemen, for your time. We appreciate it, man, getting us all caught up there from COTA. We appreciate it.
You got it, man.
Make sure you guys stay tuned in as well. We got nothing but revved upness for you with Revved Up Rodney and Stu. And what's Stu's nickname? Speedway Stu? We'll call him Speedway Stu today. Speedway Stu. Hey, thank you, Jack. Thank you, Keenan. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Ty. And thank you all for listening to the show. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9. Enjoy the ride.